All right, turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 19. The title of my sermon is Jesus is the Creator. So Revelation 19, 13, it says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So I want to start in Revelation just to show you that the names of God don't expire. You know, the first point is that Jesus is the eternal Word of God. You know, he'll always be the Word of God, and he always was. If you turn to Genesis 3, while I read John 1, 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Of course, it says in 4, 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the same Word of God that's coming in the future was the same Word of God that was in John's time. But he was also the same Word of God that was in Adam and Eve's time. It says in Genesis 3, 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Another way of saying that would be they heard the Word of God walking in the garden, or they heard Jesus walking in the garden, right? Jesus has always been the Word of God. Well, the second point is that the Word of God, you know, is who made the world. You know, Jesus made the world. He's the creator. But it's also correct to say that God the Father, you know, is the creator, but he created things through Jesus. If you turn to Colossians 1, Hebrews 1 says, God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So God the Father made the worlds by Jesus Christ. Of course, John 1, 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So nothing was made without Jesus, because Jesus is the creator. It says in John 1, 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Where you are, Colossians 1, 15, talking about Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So Jesus is the creator, and how did he create it? Well, he spoke the world into existence. Turn to Psalm 33. Genesis 1:1, or Genesis 1 in general, you know, a lot of famous verses. For instance, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And that's a pattern you see throughout Genesis 1. And God said, and it was so. And God said, and it was so. Well, Psalm 33 basically explains this. It says in verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In verse 9, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. You know, so, you know, beautiful parallelism there. But basically, you know, how do we know this is true? Well, of course, we know it's true because the Bible says so. If you go up to verse 4, it says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. You know, so we know this because we believe the Bible. And so we know, you know, that faith is the evidence. It's not, you know, science or anything else. In Hebrews 11, for instance, it says, you know, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And this is kind of in contrast to what the world might say. You know, for instance, in 2 Peter 3, it's talking about scoffers in the last days. And it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Of course, Romans 1 talks about basically how, you know, we all know that, you know, we can see creation and we can see that God created it. So these people in 2 Peter, I mean, they have to be willingly ignorant to basically deny what's so obvious to everyone else. And so that's just what I wanted to focus on and basically emphasize that, you know, not only is Jesus the Son of God, not only is he God, but he's the creator of the universe, right? And, you know, not only that, but he, you know, took upon himself the form of a servant and did many things for us. So I want to emphasize and just encourage everyone this week to just thank him for something that he's created. So let's do that. Just Father, please thank you for your Son and the things that he's created for us, this beautiful world that we see and many marvelous things that we can't even comprehend. And it's in his name I pray, amen.